Reincarnation Line, you're on Coast to Coast. Welcome to the program. Hi there.
Hello, this is Jason from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Are you Jason or somebody else?
Well, could be many people, but the one I want to talk about is Nikolai Romanov.
Who is Nikolai Romanov?
He was the Russian Tsar who was essentially killed by the Bolshevik Revolution.
Oh, Romanov.
Romanov.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I thought you said Romanov.
No, Romanov.
Okay, Romanov, of course.
Yeah.
You believe you were Nikolai?
I've always felt not only a strong feeling about him and about, you know, the Russian culture, the Russian language, but I just dismissed it. Then I heard a song about Nikolai and Anastasia, and it made me cry. And so that prompted me to do some research, go to some history pages on the internet, and I looked at the picture, and it looked like me. It looked like me, and I looked at the picture of Rasputin, and the first thought that came into my head was, he's my best friend and trusted counselor.
Well, he probably was, even though a lot of people wanted to do him in.
Oh yeah, that was the nobles. If I was him, I didn't listen to them. I listened to him, and they didn't like it.
Of course, they did you in too, didn't they?
Wasn't a very good leader. I mean, I put the family first, the country second. Not the best thing when you're the head of a state.
No, see, that's part of the problems. I think greed gets to everybody, and instead of creating a land for all, they want a land for a few, and then it eventually catches up with them.
And that's what the nobles wanted. It's he was just too busy worrying about the comfort of his family and the health of his son, you know, that he didn't have enough mental capacity to deal with the rest of it.
So where were the Romanov jewels?
I actually have no idea.
Darn.
I haven't done any progressions.
Darn, we could have gone to Russia and looked for them if they're over there, but probably not.
Well, yeah, I might want to make a trip when I get better off financially.
So do you like Russian history and things like that?
Oh, yes. Yes, I just love, you know, history in general, but yeah, I mean, I have, like, memories of different of past lives that are actual memories and whatnot from different cultures, and there are many cultures that I really enjoy.
Do you have any Russian heritage now in this existence?
No, but I seem to have, not that I know of, but I have a whole lot of, I mean, it's possible, but I have a whole bunch of different backgrounds that I also have past life memories from those cultures.
You know what Nyet means?
No.
You got it. That's what it means. Thanks. Appreciate you being on the program. Let's go to our next phone line, east of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast. Hi there.
Hi there.
Yes, sir.
My name is Mario. I'm calling you from San Antonio, Texas.
Well, welcome to the show.
Okay. I was calling you about reincarnation.
Yeah.
I was just listening to the other guy. He was talking about Nikolai Romanov.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back in the late 90s, I was about halfway through, I was watching a movie on HBO. It was about Rasputin, and right in the middle of the, you know, everything going on, I started, you know, like, remembering things that this is going to happen to him, they're going to take him to the basement, they're going to kill him, and I started crying. You know, I was just wondering why.
Do you think you were Rasputin, or maybe
no.
The guy who did him in?
No, let me tell you something.
All right.
He had a song, it's called Alexis. Alexis Nicholas.
Okay.
Went off. Okay. The name of my first son is Ivan, and I don't know why in the world I choose that name. And the name, my next son, my youngest son, his name is, I name him Alexis Nicholas, and they were born on the 8th.
Are you there?
So I mean, that, I think that's one of the reasons. I don't know why I started crying. I knew exactly what was going to happen. And I never read anything about the Tsars before.
So you don't have any idea whether you're reincarnated or not, do you?
No idea.
But it is strange. Are you Russian?
No, I am not.
You're not Russian? Huh.
Are we Pazivais? No, I'm not.
Okay, yeah, okay. But you are fascinated with Russian history?
No, not really until that happened. And then I start reading, and I find out that the son of the Tsar was Alexis Nicholas.
Sure, but your son's names are Russian.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, which is strange. Oh, did your wife help you with the names or just you?
I choose Alexis, and she used Nicholas.
Okay, yeah, that is weird. That's weird, strange. Indeed. Well, maybe, you know, if you do a little past life regression, you might find that maybe you were out there. But the crying part of it, that's strange.